I've read online that football has always been in your family. Can you tell me about your connection to the game?
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly that in my life since the day I was born. My father played, all of my siblings played. My grandparents actually opened up the first football club in Mount Morgan, which is where my parents grew up. So, yeah, it's quite literally been in my family since, well, when I was born, but also well before I was born.
As a First Nations person, do you think this early entry to football is unique? Do you believe the game's enmeshed in Indigenous communities compared to other sports?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that a lot of sports actually do it a lot better than football does. But I think for, you know, people that have actually grown up with it, then I think there's no looking back. For me personally, I don't think I could ever play another sport as seriously as I ever did soccer. So I'm very grateful in that sense. But yeah, I do think that a lot of other sports in our country do it far better than what we do in soccer.
You made your A-League debut at 19 years old and your career has taken you both overseas and across the country. What have been some career highlights for you?
Well, it's a really big question. I think going to play in Portugal for a little while was a really fun experience, but I don't know. I think experiencing a Matildas camp was always, you know, something I wanted, and being in that environment was such a cool experience for me. But honestly, I think just playing, I was so lucky to be able to do it, and I think, you know, the sacrifices that my parents made and also my siblings. For me to even have that chance is so special. So I think, you know, I just think playing was great. Also winning silverware is also fantastic as well. But yeah, I don't know. I think just, you know, playing and doing my family proud and myself proud and my culture proud is probably something that I'll always take away from my career.
Mm. You mentioned that football is quite a global sport. It brings people together from all around the world. But what do you think it means to Australians?
What it means to Australians, yeah, I think they love it. I think, you know, having the Women's World Cup, you know, recently, I think that really ignited the nation and showed what great sport football actually is and what it does for people. And, you know, people always talk about women's sport in general is not great and, you know, all the normal stuff. But I think, you know, being able to showcase women's sport but also football in general at the highest level in the country really showed how much we do love it. And I think that's so cool.
Cathy Freeman was an idol for you growing up. But do you think that elite level representation in sport has grown and evolved over the past 25 years?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's grown a lot. I know when I was growing up and realised that I wanted to play professionally, there wasn't really anyone on TV that looked like me. Obviously, Cathy Freeman, icon, was a role model for me, but I think just more generally, there wasn't anyone that looked like me. So I think that the access that we have now and obviously who we see on television has grown so much, especially on the field, off the field. It really has taken a turn, and I think we're so lucky that, you know, we can watch television or sports and 9 out of 10 times we'll see someone that looks like us doing what kids probably don't think they can do, but representation is everything. And I think the more that that happens and the more exposure there is, the better that'll be for everyone.
You are now the John Moriarty Football Scholarships Coordinator and a Program Ambassador. What's that been like?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I know that I got into working for the foundation through Jada Wyman when we were teammates at Sydney. I'm always so grateful that that was something that she, you know, brought into my life. And I recently just did a trip to Cairns to spend some time with our team that delivers on the ground there. And that was such a special week for me, and seeing all of the really beautiful communities and kids that we get to deal with on a daily basis is a really great reminder of the impact and the reach that we do have in all of our hubs. And yeah, it's a really special company to work for, and I'm grateful that I get to speak so highly of it and actually believe in the work that we do.
How do you find working with John Moriarty?
Yeah, I met him. He is such a sweet man. He is so sweet and special, and he is just so passionate about the foundation and obviously soccer, and he's always asking about, oh, when can we watch and all of this other sort of stuff. So, yeah, he's a really special man to work for, and I think that, you know, what he's created and grown from his own experiences is nonetheless more inspiring than I think anyone that I've ever had to work for. So, yeah, he is a very sweet, endearing man, and I'm grateful that I get to, you know, call him a friend and also someone I work for.
Mm. JMF is now in 19 communities across 3 different states. Why is it important to engage young people, particularly in those remote and regional communities?
Yeah, I think we talk about it a lot, but the access I think that remote communities have is far less than what we see here in our time here. So I think it's so important, and with our recent Deloitte's report that's been released, I think it was indicated that 95% of the educators indicate that the students actually attend the schools 1 to 2 more days than they usually would before we were in that school. So I think that that's incredible. We show ways to get kids to school but also keep them there, and that's obviously a really big problem, not problem, but it's a big hurdle, I think, in remote communities, that, you know, getting kids to school and keeping them there and keeping them off the street. So I think having our programs there is so important, because we do provide those impacts and those pathways for kids to be able to attend school and to stay there.
You've mentioned there that the foundation is about more than just football. So what kind of support does the program provide to do things like keep young people engaged in school?
We closing the gap targets, we actually do make a genuine difference there. I think that 74% of our staff are actually local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members from the community. We also have 46% of our coaching staff are female, and 60% of our program participants are female. So I think we're just without the school side of it, we are making genuine impact across many of those closing the gap targets, which is a problem in our community. So I think the fact that we have that pathway into communities and we are closing the gaps quite literally, I think that speaks more important than just what we do on the field for football. We also have 46% of our coaching staff are female, and 60% of our program participants are female. So I think we're just without the school side of it, we are making genuine impact across many of those closing the gap targets, which is a problem in our community. So I think the fact that we have that pathway into communities and we are closing the gaps quite literally, I think that speaks more important than just what we do on the field for football.
JMF is just one company. Do you believe more generally needs to be done to improve pathways for Indigenous footballers?
Yeah, I think always. I think pathways can always be improved. I think opportunities can always be better. And it is all about having conversations and having the awareness that, you know, programs like ours do actually have an impact and create long-lasting change within communities and lives in the spaces that we work. So, yeah, I think it's very important.